Keep listening for more details next week from Magic 100.7.
Coming up shortly after Easter, of course, is April Fool's Day. And people are always looking for something creative to do. You know, especially after you've grown up for a while, you've gotten past all the kiddie pranks, you know, the stuff you can only do so many times before everybody catches on. People look for stuff that you're going to be doing. So what you need to do is catch them off guard. RJ with RJL Software is on the phone with us. And first of all, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Good morning.
And now this is, you've got a CD-ROM of computer pranks that you put out for April Fool's Day. Is that right?
That's right. It's called Fool's Tools, and it contains 25 of the best computer pranks we could come up with.
And I take it some of these are pretty good. Now, I'm looking at your website, and we'll have a link from our website to your website here in just a little while when we get that site updated. But there's things like backwards mouse, the fake delete, open-close CD, the finger, Y2K joke. Let's go through some of these and tell us what they do, like backwards mouse. What does backwards mouse do?
That does exactly what the name does. It's really, really annoying. Basically, if you move your mouse up, it'll move it down on the screen. And if you push your mouse to the left on the screen, it'll move it to the right.
Now, is this a permanent fixture on the computer?
Not at all. Actually, the backwards mouse is one of the easier ones to know that you've been pranked, because all you have to do is click your mouse. And the minute you click your mouse, it tells you, hey, someone pranked you. It's all over. And then your computer's back to normal.
Wow. That is a dirty little trick. What about bomb? What does bomb do?
Oh, bomb. Bomb is the dreaded Explorer crash window that comes up that some people might be familiar with. And it pops up a message that said, an internal error has occurred in your computer. Click details or OK to continue. And you click OK and it goes away. So people would think, why did my computer just blow an exception?
That's cool. Now, how easy is this stuff to install?
It's pretty good. On the CD, it comes with an easy-to-use installer, so you could go to your coworker's machine, pop the CD in the drive, and it'll pop up and say, which one do you want to install? And a couple clicks, the CD will eject out, and you can walk away, and the machine will be sitting there running the prank. Pretty simple.
You're such a dirty rascal. That's a dirty trick. Yeah. What does Floppy Madness do?
Floppy Madness. Now, Floppy Madness is one of the fun ones where every machine has a floppy drive or an A drive where you have an external drive. Well, what that will do is randomly make that drive churn or go every 5 or 10 seconds or so. And that's really annoying, especially if you're working on the machine and you're not wondering, why is my A drive or my floppy drive making all this noise? Well, that's Floppy Madness.
But along the same lines, you've got open-close CD.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun because open-close CD, you can configure it so when you open another application such as Word or Outlook or something, it'll open the CD-ROM first, and then it'll run the application. So that's really, really confusing for those users who use an application over and over again. Every time they run it, it pops the CD open.
And, of course, those computer users who aren't all that familiar with a CD-ROM drive, some think it's the cup holder, so...
Yes.
It's just a convenience for them to stick their coffee cup.
Yeah, the dreaded cup holder.
There's the blue screen of death. Which
Everyone's
comes
gotten
up.
The blue screen of death before. It's that great blue screen that has that archaic text that says, press any key to continue.
Mm.
That's the one that no one wants to see on Monday morning.
Tell us about fake format. What does that do?
Fake format makes it look like we're erasing your hard drive and formatting it to the new specifications of Windows. And
oh, my God.
It's a scary one, but, you know, it even has a little progress bar and tells you it's almost completed and what it's doing, labeling your drive. But, you know, when it's all done, it tells you it was just a joke, nothing happened. But for that 30 seconds or so when that prank is running, you think you're in big trouble.
That's a dirty trick. Now, yeah. You don't do this full-time, this CD pranks.
Oh, no. This time of year, we like to... market our pranks to people, because April Fool's Day, everyone wants to do computer pranks and jokes. So this is something that we really hype up around April Fool's Day, and it seems to be doing pretty well. Everyone are liking the pranks, and it's doing good for us.
Now, is the only way to get these to buy the CD?
That's right. You could buy the CD. There's 25 pranks on it, 5 exclusive pranks. Like the backwards mouse we talked about, the blue screen of death is exclusive. However, there's some other ones you can download off the website for free.
Okay, and like I said, we'll have a link to your website from ours at morningradio.com coming up here in just a little while. So if people want to go to your website, check it out. We're going to be giving away some of those CDs next week. So
right.
April Fool's Day is coming up. If you really want to have some fun with somebody, you really need to get a hold of this CD. Now, if you don't want to take a chance, and you know, because if you're going to wait to win, you may not win one. Click on the link from our website. You can order one of the CDs. Can they call in or just go to the website?
If the girls there, we got a couple girls that are taking orders this time of year. The website's the best and the fastest way. It's $14.99, which is about 60 cents per prank, so it's pretty cheap if you look at it that way.
Exactly.
And you can order it right there online, and we'll ship it out in 2 or 3 days.
Hey, thanks for the time, RJ, and have a happy April Fool's Day.
You too.
You've seen Celebrity Millionaire. Now it's time for Celebrity Survivor.